start the recording and do a roll call, please.
We'll start the recording now. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. Welcome to today's ALAC Leadership Team Meeting mid-monthly call on Wednesday the 24th of February at 2100 UTC. On today's call we have Alan Greenberg, Tijani Benjima, Holly Raich, Maureen Hilliard, Cheryl Langdon Orr, Julie Hammer, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc. From staff we have Heidi Ulrich, Ariel Young, Yeshim Naslar, and myself, Gisela Gruber. And if I could also remind everyone to please state the names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you, and over to you, Alan.
Thank you very much. And as an introduction, before we start the formal meeting, I will tell you that I normally get to the Adobe Connect links and things like that from the calendar on the ALAC homepage. And I just clicked on the calendar on my hot link to the homepage, and I got a new website. And I found the calendar, and it worked. Thank you.
Woohoo! Hey.
I wanted to say something, Alice.
Go right ahead.
I was holding off from telling you. I was so nervous, but the website is finally launched, just launched 5 minutes ago, and we did all the crawling and make sure there's no broken links. It's just a few, and I will figure them out post-launch. But it's all very good, and you got a new website, so congratulations.
Okay. Ariel, I presume you mean no more broken links than we had before.
But the ones on social text, they're heritage.
No. I actually found several yesterday on our old website, but we won't talk about that right now. We're only talking about good things right now.
Yes.
All right, first item
it's very not broken.
First item is policy development, and we have a few new items here. The first one is the framework on principles for cross-community working groups.
I'm proud of all of that.
Yeah, I should be proud of it because I was in theory a member, but I've done nothing. So I can't be proud of it, but I will take pride in other people's work. The ALAC has just a little bit of interest in this. And
really?
Therefore, this is not one we can ignore. And although I'm sure Cheryl has done yeoman duty for us, making sure that everything is perfect from our point of view, I think we need to do our due diligence and get some people who have worked with a variety of cross-community working groups to read the document and give us a critique. And I think the obvious people, other than me, are Olivier and Leon and Tijani.
I'm happy to help, obviously, with any inquiries or questions. But
of course.
It would be inappropriate for me to pen something that I've really already penned.
But between the three of us, I think we've hit pretty much every cross-community working group that has ever been.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to look at it from a point of view of how well would it have worked in the previous groups? Would it have solved any problems? And from an ALAC at large point of view, is it going to serve us well in the future? So I am tasking, without asking for volunteers, the four of us, who did I say? Me, Olivier, Tijani, and Leon, four, with obvious help from Cheryl. And going forward, I think that's a way to go. We will, of course, take any other volunteers that want to work on this. And I see Julie has her hand up.
Just thank you, Julie speaking. Just a quick one for the record, Alan. I'd made a note to myself to have a look at this for ESSAC because I suspect that ESSAC members aren't going to be especially interested in looking at this sort of non-security document. And I doubt that I would pick up anything that the rest of you would not. So, but just to let you know, I plan to have had it as well.
Thanks. Well, then we should make sure that we share our position, our, whatever we find with you, and vice versa. There's no problem actually talking to each other. We sometimes encourage that. Tijani, go ahead.
That would be great. Thanks.
Tijani, we can't hear you.
Okay, do you hear me now?
We do.
Okay, thank you very much. When is the deadline?
The deadline is April 2nd.
Okay, very good. So I will do what is necessary. I will read it and I will give you my remarks.
Thank you very much. And the other item is charter amendments to the GNSO GTLD, Registry Stakeholder Group. I don't know if these are the same charter amendments that we talked about a few months ago, or this is yet another set of charter amendments to the registry stakeholder group. And I guess I'm asking Olivier to take a quick look at it and see, is this something new? Is this a repeat of what they did before, or is this anything we need to stick our nose in?
Thanks, Simon. It's Olivia speaking. I haven't looked at it yet. I'll check it out and follow up with you after the call.
Okay. Thank you, Brian. There's a deadline of April 4th, so we're not desperate on this one. I suspect unless we find something particularly offensive, we are not going to meddle in their affairs, but we should know what it is that they're doing.
It's Olivia speaking. I had the same feeling as well on this one, because when we work on our own charter amendments, we haven't had any comments from the registry or registrar or indeed anyone else. So I think if it was pretty much like the other stuff that we saw last time, we probably wouldn't be interfering.
Yeah, thank you. I can't actually remember what the other changes were, but I remember reading them and saying they were eminently logical and made sense. So I'm hoping these will be the same. I have no other issues to discuss on policy statements. We had a minor discussion on a few of the items on the ALAC meeting yesterday, I think. And it seems like a very long time ago, but I think it was just yesterday. And I don't think there's anything further to add at this point. Next item is accountability. I don't think we need to update ourselves on the fact that the report has finally been published, and presumably all the chartering organizations are scurrying around trying to figure out what to do with it. There is still a discussion going on the list on should we publish or not, and is it finished or not, and other things we want. I haven't been reading them very carefully today, but last time I looked, there was still pretty heavy traffic on it. I'll ask if anyone has actually read those messages. Is there anything we need to be paying attention to? Has anyone read those messages? Is anyone awake?
Yes, we are.
Good. All right. I'm assuming someone will speak up if they think we need to do anything. I will get around to looking at them sometime later today. But I think they're just the usual suspects continuing to push on a number of issues which are not particularly important to us right now. And we have a delightful echo right now. Cheryl, go right ahead.
Thank you. Cheryl, for the record, and hopefully I'm not echoing. Unless an awful lot has happened in the last 30 minutes or so, or I haven't got some emails, I didn't see anything of concern to me when I cleared to the night's onslaught. So you can rest assured if there was something particularly inflammatory, I would have noticed it.
Yeah, I have a question for you, Cheryl, and I would ask Leon, too, if he was on the call. The various GAC members were very supportive of removing item number 2, the item that we removed, including the punctuation around it, thanks to Caboose, that we removed on the Tuesday meeting. Does removal of that make any of the GAC members any easier, feel any easier about the overall report? Or were they just being supportive of that anyway but are still upset?
Look, notice who was supportive. You had Sin and others who have been midlining throughout. The only surprising supporter that came across from the dark side, so to speak, was Olga. And I think that's important because I think what the being alarmed and alerted crew were concerned about was that this was going to be an exercise in GAC vilification and minimalising GAC. And I think, in all credit to the co-chairs here, that's a little influence from some of the leadership team as well. That was handled very, very carefully, and I think you'll notice it was anything but an exercise that allowed vilification in the main of the GAC. It's still the odd urge that comes out of some people in GNSO to do that. But there you go. They all have odd urges from time to time, people, so, you know, we have to be fair and accept all our little idiosyncrasies. I think that would have gone pear-shaped very, very quickly, but Olga, to me, the indication of her support is one that hopefully will mean people in the GAC are less reactive. That said, it's very easy, and this is absolutely hypothetical. I have no basis for what I'm about to say. It is just a thought that randomly came through my mind. It can be very easy to be conciliatory and supportive if you know something of greater significance is going to come out of a government high-level meeting. And blow everything in different directions anyway.
Noted. Okay, what I really want to talk about... sorry, we have a large queue of people speaking. Then let us go to Tijani.
Thank you very much, Alan. Do you hear me?
Yes.
You do. Okay, thank you. So, for your first question about the list, the exchange on the list, I have read them all, and I don't think I will tell you that I have the feeling that I lost my time reading that. with the huge work I have to do before Marrakesh, I really was upset to read that. Anyway, so nothing interesting. It is more fights and more inflammatory, as Shirin said. Coming back now to your second question, remind me what was it?
Oh, the question was: by removing the item?
Yes. Okay. I remember.
Did we make some people on the GAC, you know, at some level, since we've catered to them, they are less unhappy?
Yes. As you know, Alan and all, the GAC don't speak with the same voice. They are. There is at least two main parts that are always opposite. So some are happy with the outcome, some are not. But even those who are not happy, they are happy by the removal of the point two. And I think I didn't hear anyone except Olga, as Shirin said, who expressed any frustration. So I think that, anyway, for the ratification, I am not sure that the GAC will reach any consensus, as usual, because if they need a consensus without objection, and they never reach that. Thank you.
Thank you. Olivier.
Thank you very much, Alan. Olivier Capanoblon speaking. And on the matter of... the emails which have appeared on the accountability mailing list, there is one from Phil Corwin following up on this questioning of Fadi and his travels, and there was also a follow-up on some heated discussions that appear to be starting up now slowly in the Congress regarding spending freeze and things. But I guess these are all political maneuvers that have absolutely pretty much nothing to do with us or that we can't influence in any way.
On the second question that you asked with regards to the GAC, I will make Cheryl very proud in saying that I, being one of her students, actually did follow two conference calls this afternoon simultaneously. On the one side, the webinar, which we were doing, and on the other side, the UK Multi-Stakeholder Advisory Group on Internet Governance, which is a small working group that advises or provides a good sounding board to the UK government. And the discussion was obviously ICANN and the accountability process. The information that was shared with us, and which is freely shareable, it's nothing secret about it, is that it seems that the discussions have not finished on the GAC. It's quite the contrary, the beginning, and it looks as though this whole vote that took place might have eased concerns, although the group of 11 countries is now continuing its recruitment. I think we're told that 12th country, Congo, has joined them, and they're actively trying to recruit further countries. But it really is a GAC matter in that these countries believe that the GAC should have more of a say in ICANN matters and should have more strength, and that's the line that they're taking. The belief is that over the weekend when the GAC meets, there will be some discussions, heated discussions quite likely, and there will also be some positions taken by governments formally on the Monday high-level meeting. That's the points, and certainly the UK minister, having been cleared to go there, will also bring forth the point of view of the United Kingdom on the accountability here. That's all I can share at the moment. If I learn more, I'll certainly share them with you.
Thank you very much. Okay, what I would like to spend a few minutes doing is talking about what we're going to do in Marrakesh. I will share with you that based on the number of questions, we did, by the way, have over half of the ALEC on the meeting today. There were 8 people, at least at one point. Based on the amount of discussion, the amount of questions, I am wondering to what extent are we going to be using and need the 7 to 8 hours we have allocated. Now, I have no doubt we could fill them. The question is that likely to be a productive use of the time? Now, I'm not talking about changing that right now, but if the general sense is we're not going to need that level of time to review things again and come to close to a decision, then I and us need to do a little bit of thinking about what is it we're going to use to fill the other time and what are we going to move around if we end up having a significant amount more time. So I guess I'd like to get a sense of the feel of this group. Tijani.
Thank you, Alan. Tijani speaking. Alan, if you read the chat at the end of the webinar, you will see that most of people present were asking about the transcript. So the lack of questions is perhaps because of lack of understanding, because it is so complicated, so huge that people didn't follow everything and wanted the transcript. So I am happy with that, because I am sure when they will read the transcript next time, they will ask questions, more questions. And perhaps with their understanding of the matter, we will have more discussion, more interesting discussion. So this is on one side. On the other side, if we have more time, I will be very happy, because we are compressing everything. And we even plan to have an hour meeting according to the arrival of people who are in the Marrakesh University. So this is something risky, because we don't know what will happen, even on the transportation, etc. So if we have more time, it will be better, and you will have time to address everything with our ease, if you want to not be in a hurry as we are, as we plan to do for Marrakesh. Thank you.
Okay. Tijani, I agree with you, but my question is, we need to start thinking about what? Because we cannot necessarily introduce new subjects without having material available. If we're going to move around guests, we need to have an opportunity to think about who is going to have some flexibility and who isn't. So that's the part that I have a level of concern about, that we will end up having spare time and not be able to effectively use it. And that's the concern. I mean, if we use all the time for accountability, fine. But I suspect, and I may be wrong, that we will end up in a different situation. Holly, go ahead.
Just to pick up on your point, and this was something you said, I think, in the last meeting, I was putting my hand up to say, do you want me to prepare some slides so we can do a backgrounder on the RDS working group so we can start to get some feedback on that, since we're going to be asked for feedback probably in the next few weeks, and have that as a backup in case we don't use the time?
I think I already said yes to that, did I not?
Okay.
I believe you were already charged with that.
Yeah, well, I was just reminding you that if you have that time, then I'm charged with and working on those slides.
But I hope not for 4 hours worth.
No.
Okay, Tijani, go ahead.
Old hand,
all right. The other item that it strikes me that there might be some productive discussion held on is two issues. One is the use of auction funds. Now, that working group has not started yet. The charter is not written yet. But it might be an interesting discussion to have. And number two, work on the, as you all know, the GTLD, the new GTLD round discussion has just barely started or will be starting soon. Do we want to, again, have some material ready to discuss the kinds of issues that we are going to be looking at there, and perhaps use it not only as a briefing, but as a way of perhaps getting more people involved in the process. Sandra, go ahead.
Hello, everyone. It's Sandra speaking. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
Wonderful. Regarding the possibility that we have some time left, I would take a rather pragmatic approach and say, in the unlikely case that we are not so rushed as usual, just let the people go and do their email work. I don't think, or I don't expect, that there will be a huge leftover of time. I more or less agree with Tijani's observation here. In the unlikely case that we do have a lot of additional time, then I would agree what Alan just said, that we discuss the use of the auction funds, because I think if one or two people go to that working group, they should at least represent the opinion of a broader ALEC, and it would be good to have a discussion about this beforehand. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else?
Alan, this is Heidi.
Yes, go ahead, Heidi.
Yeah, just a note that I put in the chat, we could also spend some time, perhaps, discussing the re-energizing of some of the working groups, for example, the new GTLD working group, the IDN working group, if there's anything going on there.
Good.
Holly, okay. The registration group, and then at the same time also talking about some that might need to be archived or even more drastic measures.
Okay, good. That's yet another topic we can add to the list. Let me make a note on that one. And so we had work group revitalization, new GTLDs, RDS, and auction. I think were the items we listed.
That sounds like the dance card's almost full, Alan. Cheryl.
Yeah. No, that's good. And some of those we can put together a little bit of material, briefing material, pretty quickly on those. That's good. Okay, I feel a little bit calmer now. Next item is, and we are just about on time. The next item is ICANN 55, and we have a number of issues. The first one is the meeting schedule with Gisela. I don't know to what extent you are planning to review that, but I'm turning it over to you. If Gisela is...
Alan, thank you. Sorry, Gisela here. Can you hear me?
We can.
Just try to get off mute. Sorry for that. I think we went over the main points during the ALAC meeting earlier this week. The only thing I'd like to add is to remind everyone, and I was actually in the process of writing a quickie, that on Saturday, the 5th of March, we do have an ALT meeting, which is not on the wiki pages, from 7 to 9 a.m., and it won't be on the main pages either, as this is a closed meeting. And the agenda still needs to be set up for that. But the good news is that there will be hot breakfast there.
The better news is item C on this agenda.
And hang on, is that concerning the second breakfast? Item C, yes, sorry about that. I just wanted to bring that up. And just while I'm at it about hot breakfast, on the last Thursday of the meeting, we have an ALT meeting, our usual one, from 7:15 to 8:45. And there again, we will be having a hot breakfast, and we are aware that this is the night after the gala, but it will be the last day of the meeting, so hopefully you'll be able to get some rest after that. I don't have anything to add at this stage. Thank you, Anna.
Thank you very much, Gisela. So they're going to be able to roll us onto their planes after all these hot breakfasts.
Yep.
All right. Any others?
Alan?
Yes, go
Alan?
Ahead.
Yes,
go
this
ahead.
Is Heidi. Just if we could take a look at Tuesday's session, work part two, based on the note that the people going to the outreach would be back by around 5:30 or so, I have updated the Tuesday afternoon session, and that consists of about 15 minutes right now with Alan Grogan to talk about compliance and any issues that might you might wish to talk about. He did also indicate that he would be available on Saturday and Sunday if there was time available then.
Okay.
Excuse me. And then the other item, and that's why, Olivier, Gisela has been asked to make sure that you are in a taxi by no later than 5 o'clock on Tuesday to be back in time for the deep dive on the white paper on summits and general assemblies. And that is between 17:25 and 18:30.
Okay, sounds good. Works for me.
Thank you. Julie.
Thanks, Alan. Julie speaking. Just a query for Heidi and Gisela. With the early morning ALAC meetings, if I'm still at the other hotel that's 10 minutes drive away, I'm just not sure what time the buses start running. I don't know whether Gisela or Heidi are aware of that.
Julie, if I may, Gisela here. We haven't had the shuttle schedule yet, but I have notified the person who's dealing with that we do have the early meeting on Saturday, Thursday. I didn't have the room allocation yet, so I didn't know where you were residing, and I've asked for the room allocation for all the ALT members, sorry, for all the ALAC members, liaisons, and regional leaders. So as soon as that comes up, I'll make sure that whoever's in need of a shuttle either has one or we make alternative plans for a taxi. Thank you.
Or we will have moved you to the hotel on site.
I'm hoping very much that Heidi has success with that. Thank you.
I'm sure they have little charges for taxis that we can give you, which may mean you'll get there quicker than we will if we have to walk. But in any case, yes, noted. Next item is questions for the board and GAC, and if we can, however you plan to do it, Gisela, can we pull up the list I put on the chat? Camel ride, perhaps.
Alan, on its way.
Camel ride.
Way, sorry,
it's a little more complicated, Alan. You got to tie them up somewhere. It takes them a while to get up and down. There's a transition issue with the timing on. They're more for your long distance meandering than your.
Hey, it wasn't my suggestion. It was Heidi's.
That's it. There's nothing wrong with a camel ride. I'm just.
Are we
sure.
Dealing with one hump or two hump camels in Morocco?
It should be single.
One, because I think only the two humps are over in a different part of the world, as far as I know.
I thought so, but I didn't remember.
The dromedary.
Yeah, indeed.
That's one, yeah.
All right. The issue on, this is for the GAC, first of all, and the issues that I've, no, sorry, this is the board. The issues I am suggesting, and we either need a subset of that, and there's one other that Renalia has suggested that I didn't understand, but I'll tell you what it is in a moment. Since we will be sending the letter on new GTLDs sometime before, this is on the picks that we talked about on the ALAC meeting yesterday, we'll be sending that. I think we want to take a few minutes to say in words to the board what it is we expect. And hopefully by then we may have found out whether the GAC is going to be supporting this as well. Since they're one of the ones who pushed, I'm hoping they are, but we'll see. Two budget issues, and again, I'm looking for input on whether you think it is wise to raise these. The first is the multi-year GA and summit planning, and again, this is something that we will have been talking about already, and an opportunity to give a little bit of an advertisement for it and get feedback from the board. The second one is what I call our curious fiscal year 17 requests, the ones where we're not asking for money, but asking for flexibility, or we're asking for money for IT. And I don't really want to talk about the details, and every time we say we don't want to talk about something in a board meeting, we end up talking about it. So this is a reason why maybe we shouldn't raise this issue. But I find this troubling that we're using budget requests as a mechanism for sending messages to people who have clearly been unresponsive to every other way we've talked to them. And is this something we want to raise in this forum, or should we be raising it privately and using back channels is a question. And let me, I'll just want to finish the list, and Heidi, I'll go to you. The next one is new meeting strategy issues, the kinds of problems we've had with the strategy, with the new meeting strategy, the inability to hold ALT meetings, for instance, outside of the meeting that we've been told. We either allocate time where everyone is there for our private meetings, or we don't hold them at all. And I find that kind of thing problematic. And the last is consumer trust. It's an issue we put a lot of focus on in the CCWG trying to get it in. It didn't get there, but I think it's an issue that bears some words. It is within the mission of compliance, and it would sound like it's something that ICANN should be focusing on in the more general case, not just new GTLDs. And I'm looking for input as to whether we want to put all those things there or not. Heidi, go ahead.
Hi, Alan. Thank you very much. So on the point of just bringing the issue of curious FY17 requests up with the board, I would suggest that perhaps better forums or fora would be Tuesday afternoon. We have discussions first with Sally Costerson and her team, and then followed immediately by one with Xavier Calvez. And I'm hoping that Rob will be there as well. And I think that is those two groups are by far the better group to talk about these issues and with the board. They're the ones that are going to be understanding the reasons for them. They're the ones who will see the collaboration of the GSEs, and then Rob and Zavi might be able to answer the issues of why we were sort of encouraged to submit requests for example, the strategy session, et cetera.
Yeah, I'm not worried about the strategy session. I was talking more about the ones that are, I accept that advice. And let's make a note to, you're right, Sally's group is the one, and this new stakeholder journey that they're on is at least partly about removing frustrations, and these are certainly frustrations. So I think that's a good idea. So I would suggest we take that. Yes, I see, Cheryl. So I'm inclined to take that particular item off unless Cheryl tells us not to. Yes, go ahead.
No, I wasn't going to take it off. Cheryl, for the record, and I'm sorry about putting my hand up and down. It wasn't showing on my Adobe Connect. I have a lag issue, obviously. I agree totally with what Heidi has just proposed, but I would also suggest we need, this is a particular issue that we have to engage the specific in, I think, already agreed to, if not indicated, involvement of our board member in seat 15. I am fairly sure that I remember in the in one of these meetings when we were discussing this, that Renalia did pay particular attention to what you were saying about this, and I thought she indicated that there, that certainly is something that needs to be looked at. So I think we need to make sure that's one that we're also working hand in glove with her on.
Noted. Thank you. Anything else? Then let's go on to the GAC.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just on the point of the multi-year GA and summit planning, was the plan to just basically discuss, you know, the need for that, or would there also be some discussion of how the General Assemblies and the summits have been waterstone moments for watershed moments for the ALAC? Sorry,
Freudian slip.
For staff. For staff, yes.
I think we need to analyze Heidi a bit more closely on this.
Watershed moments for the ALAC. And again, I'm stressing that we had a briefing with some new board members, and every one of those new board members that were on that call, when after my presentation I mentioned summits, they all Skyped or chatted that, you know, sign me up, I want to participate in that. So, I mean, I would very
all
much
right.
take advantage of that mood.
Two comments. I'm not sure, and I don't know if we need to set right now exactly which sentences we say, but we do need a bit of discussion over what we would present. You know, so is it just summarizing it, or is it trying to justify why? And I think the two really go hand in hand. The second thing I'll say is you have now said several times that in talking to new board members, they have expressed great interest. I would suggest that naming them is not appropriate on a public recorded call, but some of us do talk to board members, and it would be really useful to know which ones are interested and which ones are not. Olivier, go ahead.
Thanks very much, Alan. It's Olivier speaking. And just on your first issue, the sensitive new GTLDs, are you looking to follow up directly on the letter regarding the picks that we are going to be sending by the end of this week?
I think it's to reiterate what it is we're looking for and to reassure them that we're not asking them to do things that they don't have the ability to do, but that doesn't mean we should ignore the issue completely. We are embarking on, we're in the middle or starting a CCT review, and we're embarking on a new round. If there are issues that we have patently ignored formally for the last year or 2 years, then we really want to get them cleaned up as we go forward and not have them lurking in a mode where we don't understand the details. The majority of the people on the new GTLD committee that is looking at rounds are not sympathetic.
Thanks for this, Alan. It's Olivia speaking. But I think we do need to remember there are a lot of new board members there. And I'm hoping that we can win the hearts of the new board members on this.
Yeah.
I'm fully aware that those board members that are involved one way or other with contracted parties would be taking such a view. But we do have some new board members who appear to be having very different views, and that might be very interesting, especially in light of the fact that we have been supporting the board on other issues, one of them being the accountability, more recently, and that could be the chance of us, since you have put the consumer trust issue in there as well, a chance for us to push on a number of issues that we think are very important in light of ICANN's accountability. Thank you.
Thank you. Heidi?
Old hands, sorry.
All right. So I, at this point, in terms of the overviews, the 20,000-foot view, we're going with the list you see minus the curious fiscal year 17 requests. Oh, I mentioned, Renalia also mentioned one, and I'll give you the words, but I have asked her what she means by it, and it's the middle of her night, so I haven't gotten an answer. But the wording was, maybe Heidi actually understands, it's a budget issue of special request versus what should be standard for annual ops budget.
I thought that's exactly what we were talking about before, Alan. Sorry to jump in, Heidi.
Go ahead.
That thought was the basis of what I was raising earlier.
Then I don't remember what you raised because I'm confused. Cheryl? Maybe we've lost Cheryl.
I went back on mute. Sorry, I went back on mute. When you were talking about the additional requests that you've had to make for, you know, because people aren't listening, et cetera, et cetera.
Ah, okay. No, this...
That's what I mean. Okay. So, I'm sorry, I've got to deal with it. Someone coming to my door.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, maybe that was the... what I called curious requests, and she phrased it another way. I'm not sure.
Correct.
Okay, got it. I think I heard Heidi, and Olivia has her hand up. Heidi, go ahead.
Just really quickly. Thank you, Ellen. Very quickly, the issue might be, for example, travel support slots. We were asked by finance not to submit those sorts of requests where it was pure travel. So I think that's what they're being referred to.
Okay. By the way, on that, looking at the GNSO requests, where two-thirds of them are travel requests, it'll be interesting to see after being told not to submit travel requests if they get all approved. Said without any further comment, Olivier.
Thanks very much, Alan. Olivier Capanablon speaking. I don't note anything regarding ICANN accountability on this and CCWG accountability. We've already got four topics here, which seems to be a bit heavy for 1 hour. What if the board, which I believe probably will be, asking about any additional points we wish to make on the accountability thread?
Do we really want to talk about that more?
we might
obviously you think
the
so.
The board is now in the position. Well, it's not this, but it's the board now has this on their table. And so maybe we've spoken about it for the past 2 years, but they're just starting. Today is their first day.
Okay, I don't quite agree. Tajani?
Thank you very much. Do you hear me?
We do.
Okay, thank you. So I don't think that... We have something to discuss with the board now. they may have questions for us, so they have to put this point on their question. But we have something to ask them or anything to discuss with them. I think we spent a very long time to work with them on this issue, and we know almost everything they want. Thank you.
Yeah, that was my feeling at this point. By Wednesday afternoon when we're talking to them, this pretty well will have been settled or will be settled really soon, one way or another, and I'm not sure there's a lot of discussion to be had. Now, Tijani said they can put it on their list of questions. They haven't been inclined to put a list of questions on out at all. They've relied on us. But certainly, if Heidi has feedback saying they really want to talk about accountability, I guess we can talk about accountability. But to be honest, some of us have had it, at least for a little while.
Yeah, Alan Cheryl here. Sorry, I'm not in the room, but I'd be tempted in that conversation to say, yeah, try some.
Yeah. Now, the other thing that it dawned that I thought about putting on and didn't is this whole issue of budget control for cross-community working groups. I was somewhat perturbed to be on the drafting team call for the auction funds meeting. And there are two board members who were identified to work with us, and their focus was on we must put budget control in this CCWG. We must work to budgets. We must not overrun budgets. And I view this as being something closer to the past CCWGs. I don't see a lot of legal consultation. We may get experts in, but I'm almost sure they will not be paid experts. There's not likely to be an awful lot of face-to-face meetings. And that puts it really in the category of a standard CCWG, of which we've had a dozen already, that we've never even had the concept of budget, and I don't think ICANN could tell us what they cost if we demanded it. So I was a little bit upset that they're using the CCWG and CWG as examples and now want to start putting all sorts of rules in place that are a waste of time, to be blunt. But I decided to wait and see how this plays out a little bit, and it's probably not ready for talking about at this point. Tijani, is that a new hand? Presume it is not a new hand. Let's go on to the GAC, please.
Do you hear me?
Yes, we do.
Okay, thank you. It's a new hand. I think they are right to take the CWG and CCWG as examples because I think that we spent a lot of money on this cross-community working group. And the rationale, or the rationale is French here, the good way to manage their money is to have a budget set for everything. And if for the CCWG and the CWG there wasn't a budget, it was because we need to reach a result to make the transition. But they felt that we used a lot of consultation, legal consultation, that costed a lot of money. And I think that's why they said that. That said, I am not against having a budget, a defined budget, but it must be flexible budget that can be increased if need be, and but not having any limits is not a good thing also. Thank you.
I would suggest if we're talking about budget, shouldn't that large have one?
Yes. Yes.
And yet, when we've suggested things like that, that is not well received. We're told that's not simply not how ICANN does its accounting. I have no problem with budgets on the CWG and CCWG and on anything else where we're likely to spend a fair amount of money or have questions about it. I'm just not sure auction funds, which happens to be the first one being created after the fiasco, warrants it. But I, as I said, I didn't put it on the list, and I really don't think we need to have a discussion about it right now. All right, GAC. What I see is a list of suggestions that various people made, but not the list that I put there. Maybe it's a matter of scrolling. Just a few items. I can cut and paste it into the agenda if we want.
Alan, sorry, bear with me. When I went onto the page, I couldn't see anything else added to the GAC page.
Oh dear. Let me see if I can find it then. I don't know where I put it. I thought I put it on the GAC page. There should be a link on the agenda, which I should have on my screen somewhere.
30 seconds.
I'm tired of thinking I put things onto wiki pages and they disappear.
Alan, it's Olivia. There's nothing there. Suggestions.
Sorry?
Yeah, whilst you search for your suggestions, it's Olivia speaking. May I suggest the PIX issue?
That was one of them. I don't know where I put it. I did fill in something and hit save. I don't have a clue where it is. The issues I did write down, however, were, if I can remember them, let me see if I wrote them down on a piece of paper first. Okay, number one was PIX. Number two was accountability, and I put a note if the GAC wants to talk about it, because they may or may not have made their decision by the time we're meeting with them. They probably will have not made the decision. I think we're meeting with them on the weekend. Is that correct? Let's assume the weekend, unless we hear otherwise. And the other item I did have... I'm having a complete mental block at this point. What were the items from the last year's? Because I went back to last year's agenda, or last meeting's agenda, and
my
we had stewardship, new GLT. Oh, the new meeting structure was the other one.
Yeah, this is Heidi Allen. I remember. that in Dublin, the ALAC walked in and only one or two items were up on their agenda. And I thought that you queried why were the number of items reduced, or I may be completely wrong on that.
I have no recollection of that, honestly. There were far too many on the agenda for that meeting in any case. Okay, but in any case, I put in accountability if they want to talk about it, GTLD safeguards, new meeting structure. As the suggested things, but we are open to other suggestions. And I would dearly like to know where I saved them, but I don't can't tell you right now.
Probably an accountability page. You can't help yourself.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'm still editing it somewhere. I'll find it somewhere. Any other suggestions? If not, we'll go on to the next item in the agenda. At this point, we are an hour into the meeting, and... Okay. The next item is item 5D, and that is the session that I am supposed to give on Monday, and the instructions I was given were, number one, identify the top priorities, the most important issues your organization has been working on, results, quick overview of the results of your group's work and why they are important, and a caveat to make sure to talk in words that people will understand. The issues that I've identified as potential for discussing is, number one, a review of the work we've done on accountability. I think the amount of work we've put into it, the amount of wide consultation we've done is something we want to remark on. If we are going to do that, I would ask staff to go back and I don't know if it's summarize or actually do a detailed log of how many IANA issues meetings we had. And this goes back to the IANA work too, not just accountability, and a rough count of how many people attended. In other words, how many people hours did we put into the meetings alone, never mind other discussions. So I think that would be an interesting item to raise. The second one is the overall concept of engagement, of which the ALS criteria work comes under, but just outlining the situation that we're working in with the hierarchical structure and the difficulty of getting people engaged in arcane ICANN issues where they're phrased in techno-speak and often in languages that people don't speak. So, again, the issue of the importance of it and what we're trying to do to address some of these issues. And the last one, and it's not the last one, there's also something we can add. Again, 5 minutes isn't very long, but on our overall training efforts. The last item that is of interest to us is the work that we have been doing and will continue to do related to GTLDs, not just new GTLDs, but GTLDs. And that's a summary of the PICS type issues, the WHO is, RDS, privacy proxy work, and that kind of ongoing. I think those three things are the areas that we have had most focus and will have most focus in the coming year. So I'd like to ask for thoughts on are those the right areas. Now, just a point, I am absolutely sure when I got the request in, I forwarded it to somebody, whether it's the ALT or the ALAC, and I honestly cannot find that email. Has anyone ever heard about this request before for this session?
No.
Nope.
Heidi said she was also
sent it. I'm quite sure, but maybe I was, saw the note to you. I'm looking for it right now.
Yeah, well, I looked and I couldn't find it. This is part of the new meeting strategy suggestion that on the Monday open forum, about a half an hour is devoted to the ACs and SOs, spending 5 minutes each on telling what's important.
I remember having a conversation along these lines because it was hearkening back to the days of old where, of course we would give our advisory committee and support organisation reports to the cleaners in an empty room at Sparrow Fart, and that this was a far better system. But I don't remember seeing any email, that's all.
Okay. I remember having that discussion too and remembering that I was glad I wasn't chair at the time and didn't have to get up for the 8 o'clock meeting. Holly, your hand is up.
Yeah, just a question. I agree with your three. I would say maybe just a brief WHO is in its many, many guises, and please don't list all of the guises, but essentially the issue about WHO is. The other thing I'd add is, as part of new GTLDs is particularly the work that we have done on IDNs to actually make sure that, to recognize the different geographic and cultural ways in which people communicate. And I think that's a good thing to stress. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. IDNs is a good addition. I see Olivia made a comment in the chat saying good selection of three topics. I may not be able to squeeze a lot in on all of them. 3-5 minutes is not a lot, but I think that gives me something to work from. Yes, go ahead, Heidi.
Yeah, I believe in that point about the results of your group's work and why they are important. I believe that's only for the Marrakesh meeting. I don't think it's overall work in general. Let me find that email.
I cut and paste from the email into the chart, into the agenda. Top priorities, please tell us the most important issues your committee or organization has been working on. Results, give us a quick overview of the results
okay,
of your
let me,
work and why they are important.
Let me find out whether they mean in general or just the Marrakesh meeting, because I want to say that it's for the Marrakesh meeting. Let me see if I can get that straightened out.
Okay, I'm not sure I understand if we're only talking about the Marrakesh meeting.
Alan, Cheryl here.
Yes, go ahead, Cheryl.
What Heidi says now is also resonating with my memory of the conversation we had at a previous meeting, because I thought the point was specifically made, this is a in-meeting update as opposed to everything that's happened between the last meeting and this one.
All right, but you know the caveat saying speak in terms that are easily understood by those who know nothing about your group or its work. Many people at the public forum are completely unfamiliar with the subjects which your group deals. So that doesn't sound like it's tell us what you did in the last 3 months.
Sorry, Alan, that's exactly what Heidi's saying. It isn't what you did in the last 3 months. It's what did you do for meeting 55?
Why is that specific?
Why is that different from what you've done in the last 3 months? Heidi, go ahead. You have your hand up.
Oh, sorry, old hand.
Yeah, maybe again, my lack of sleep may be showing, but... I'm not quite sure what you mean by talk for 5 minutes about what you've done for the Marrakesh meeting.
In days of old, this type of reporting by the chairs was a recap of everything that had happened between their last report and the one that they were giving. Now, I certainly always, as Heidi knows, because she often had to rush back with a global replacement error from one meeting to the next, I always added the specifics of the metrics and the activities of the current meeting. And I took away from our last conversation, which was at a previous one of these teleconferences, that it was more that type of information. But I could be wrong because I've never seen an email. This is just my impression on what we heard.
The substantive part of the email is, in fact, in the agenda. I can give you the whole email. And the claim is this was one of the recommendations of the meeting strategy working group, and I am looking through those recommendations as we speak. Does anyone who's familiar with that report actually remember anything like that? We'll do some research, and if my understanding is incorrect, then we'll have to do some revision. Next item is next steps on the white paper. Olivier, I believe what I said on the ALAC meeting is I would be asking people to review it, send it out, whatever, and submit comments over the next week. I think I said something to that effect. And that hasn't been done. I haven't sent that out. I will. I'm asking the group, what is the realistic time frame that we can get this cleaned up as when whatever is necessary and actually dispatched? Olivier, go ahead.
Thanks very much, Alan. Olivier Capanablon speaking. Just a couple of things. I think maybe we can work out the timing backwards. We need that document to be ready by Marrakesh, obviously. So the earlier we can send this out to our community and the earlier we can get some feedback, hopefully by, I don't know, Tuesday, Wednesday next week, before we get onto the aircraft.
Yeah, I get on a plane next Wednesday.
So right when before you get on the plane, I guess, I don't know. Maybe make it Tuesday then next week, which does urge the fact that we need to send it out the SAP to our community. But I've also worked with Ariel, has given some very good feedback on the table itself. The table is so important. And she's given a few thoughts as to how to make it slightly more readable or understandable.
And although I didn't take any notes, I'll follow up with Ariel after in the next couple of days or something to clean up the table, make it look nicer. The one that's printed. The one that's online, obviously, we'll have to keep as it is. Okay.
Thank you. That pretty well says that we can accept comments no later than the end of business on Monday. I would tend to say Sunday, but since we want to give a little bit of flexibility, Monday's about as good as we can do, and hope that we can clean the document up and finish it on Tuesday. Does that sound right?
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Okay. So, staff, we have an action item for me to send out before the close of business today, whenever my close of business is, a message on that report. Is there a copy? If there's a copy pasted on a wiki or something like that, let me know in Skype exactly where it is, or if it's a document, send me the current copy. The current copy is attached to the... I think the current copy is attached to the yesterday's agenda, and let's presume, unless I hear otherwise, I'll assume that is the current copy. If it is resident on a wiki somewhere, let me know where. And next item is the fiscal year 17 special requests, and the finance department posted what they have the other day. And there were two requests that showed up that I had not seen before. One of them was submitted by Humberto on behalf of Lac Rallo and submitted directly to the finance department, if I understand correctly, bypassing our processes. And the other one was one that was submitted through Sandra that I thought was not an ALAC one, but it seems to be they're listing it as an ALAC one, and that means that any money associated with it would be associated with us and essentially take away from other projects. So that one has me a little bit troubled also. Not how it was submitted, but the fact that it seems to be counted as an ALAC project. Heidi, do you have any further comments on either of those?
Yeah, this is Heidi. So on the one that Humberto submitted, no, I have absolutely no information about that one.
Have you tried to contact him and ask him why or how? Or what?
I could do that. I was, or would you like to do that? I'm happy to do that.
No, I would ask you to do the first pass.
Okay.
That you've
okay.
noticed it was submitted. Can you explain why it was submitted directly to finance and not through the standard at large processes?
Okay, I'll do that.
Just innocently ask the question.
Okay, and then the second point about
and
the Academy.
And by the way, it is listed as chair of Lac Rallo on that request, which I don't believe he is at this point.
Oh, dear. Oh.
Okay, and the other one?
And then the Academy one, I did follow up with staff that are in charge of this, and they said anybody, any group, you know, this is a cross-community committee, can submit that, and I submitted on part of that, you know, for Sandra on part of the cross-community committee on the Academy. And then I was a bit surprised when I saw that under at-large, and it may have been just because my name was associated with it. So
That could well be.
Yeah, so I will follow up on that, and I mean, I do understand the concern that you have about money being taken away. I don't know if there are buckets for each group anyway, but yeah, I do understand that.
So there may not be official buckets, but someone's surely going to look at it.
Yeah, so I'll follow up on
that. And that's going to be a non-trivial item. So although I completely support the request, it didn't come through the at-large processes. We certainly didn't review it. And, you know, I want to make sure that an ICANN-wide thing doesn't get attributed purely to us. I mean, I'm happy to take the credit, but the liability is not necessarily what I want. Okay. If there are no further things on that, the next item is the PIX letter that we decided we took a vote on at the meeting, if I remember correctly, and staff is supposed to be following up with people who are not on the call. How is that progressing?
Alan, this is Ariel Lam, and I followed up with four other members that were not in the meeting. They haven't responded my email yet. I will remind them.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. The intent was to hopefully get that out by Friday. Once we're over the hump of the briefing tomorrow, that's one of the top items I'll work on, and I'll send a draft out to the AILAC of the revised version, cleaned up and put on letterhead and stuff like that. The review of the AILAC meeting, we've already addressed all of the issues that needed review out of that meeting, so I didn't allocate any time to it. And there isn't any other business item. I see Olivier has his hand up. I'm not sure when you put it up, but go ahead.
Thanks very much, Alan. It's Olivier Capanablon speaking. You mentioned earlier that staff could take the white paper for a multi-year budget out of the agenda of that meeting. There seems to have been some errors in the agenda itself. I'm now looking at it. The multi-year budget that was on there was the version 0.1 or something. Then if you recall, I sent an updated copy, and now when you click on that, it sends you to the response to the NGPC letter. So there are some cross-links here, yeah. So
can I go formally on record on a recorded meeting that I hate our wiki?
Okay, well, things have just gone wrong on there. That needs to be worked out.
It randomly points to attachments that you referred sometime in the editing session, but not the one you associated with the link.
Exactly. So anyway, I have sent the latest copy, not now, but I did send it yesterday. I think Terry has a copy or someone has a copy. No, staff must have a copy of it. It's version 3 or 0.3, I think it's supposed to be.
Okay. Can I ask that it be accessible somewhere on the wiki and a copy sent to me? If you rely on me picking an old copy from an old email, I will pick the wrong one.
I can forward you what I sent yesterday. I'll send it right now.
I won't do it intentionally, but I probably will do it. Anything else? Any other business? Seeing only what is, I believe, Olivier's old hand, then I will turn your world back to you 14 minutes early. Thank you all, and I would suspect I will see most of you, I hope, on the briefing call tomorrow at an ungodly 7 a.m. my time. Yes, someone just called out.
Yes, this is Heidi. I just received a response back from Brad White about that public forum item,
yes.
And it's basically looking for a quick synopsis of achievements in the last few months.
So that's clear. Good.
So that's exactly what I'm talking about.
There we are. Okay, glad we're all on the same page now.
Thank you.
Okay, and with that, see you in Marrakesh.
Okie doke. And see you before online. We ain't done yet.
Actually, before you hang up, did you want to allocate me any of the presentations for this next thing, seeing as you allocated me recommendation 4 in a somewhat ad hoc and last-minute manner? I just would like to know.
As soon as I write them, do you have any preference of which ones you'd like to talk about?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Then I'll allocate them in an ad hoc basis.
Leon will be on that call, so hopefully he can...
The ones I don't want to talk about are the IRP and the reconsideration. Do you have any favorites among those two?
Neither. I would actually prefer Leon if he's available to take both of those because, it is more lawyer speak than not.
Okay.
I'll be there for you. Just let me know earlier.
Okay. To be candid, I have not written any of that yet.
It does not matter then. If you
I know.
I won't know.
I will have something written before then, I hope. But we may have to wing it. Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.